Hi everyone, how you doing? Welcome to Hello Esports, a podcast by Orange, Letzebuer Journal and the Luxembourg Esports Federation about all things esports in Luxembourg. My name is Maxim and I'm your host. Worldwide, esports divide opinions. For some, calling video games a sport is ridiculous. They only sit in front of a screen, they say. No running, no fighting, no physical activity whatsoever. Esports fans would argue that reflexes, team spirit, and competition are all present, though. And what about chess? If chess is a sport, surely esports is too. Well, while it is rare, a minority of countries have taken the step of officially recognizing esports as a sport. Among the first were China, South Africa, Denmark, Nepal, and especially South Korea, the country of competitive gaming's birth, where it is already one, if not the, national sport. More than once in this podcast, we've come across people who advanced very convincing arguments in favor of esports being a sport. To the point where I thought, hey, let's go and ask the person who's highest up in terms of sport in our country. Ask him, are esports a sport? And we made that happen. For this episode, I sat down with Luxembourg's Minister of Sport, Georges Engel.
My name is Georges Engel. I'm 54 and I'm Minister of Labour and Minister of Sports.
So, are esports recognized as a sport in Luxembourg? How can the Ministry of Sport concretely help a sport grow? And does ours even stand up for competitive gaming? Those were the discussions I couldn't wait to get into. But first, I wanted to get to know Minister Georges Engel a little bit better.
I think I never bought a video game.
Really?
On my own. I have two children who got some offers when they had birthday. But I never bought one for myself. But I used to play, when I was younger, some games of Tetris.
Okay,
so
the classic
in the very beginning of video games, Game Boys.
I played
Tetris. Yes, I borrowed a console from my nephews, but I even didn't bought one for myself.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
But I can remember my children got one DS.
Yeah,
I think it was called like this. And there was a game my son used to play. It was a Harry Potter game to get some treasures. And I once played it for 24 hours nearly to get through it. And when I solved all the problems, I put it apart away. So I never touched it anymore. Because I felt like being addicted to it. So I preferred not to touch it anymore.
Okay. Well, if you have some time and want to, I think there's a new Harry Potter game that just got released
at
Hogwarts.
Thank
like
you.
Virtual reality, you know, the whole thing. So that could be interesting. So do you have the time or do you play these days sometimes? Maybe with your children?
No. I don't play at all. I have one game on my smartphone.
Okay.
Candy Crush.
Okay.
Yeah, when I'm done in the evening, returning to my home in the car, because I have somebody who drives my car. Sometimes I play one Candy Crush.
Okay.
Only five. You have five lives.
Yeah.
So as long as you have
five lives,
and then I stop it. Yeah.
So, are esports a sport? To jump into today's topic in the smoothest way possible, I wanted to know the minister's very own opinion on the matter. Are esports officially considered a sport here or not? Let's keep that for later. I first wanted to know what Georges Engel thinks.
Without my hat as a minister of sports, for me, sport is always has to do with two things. Mm-hmm. First, physical activity, and the second, it's the values sports transmits. So, I think you are physically active when you play e-games because it's stressing, it's you have to be concentrated, you have to be speedy. So this part it partly is done, and you have to commit to the values of sports. So if you play FIFA, if you play football, basketball, or whatever sportive games, I think it can be considered as a sport.
Okay.
War games, I'm mostly, I'm not so in favor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. Would you, as a minister of sports, so hat back on, say that you are a minister who, when you got in charge, thought, I'm going to do something for esports? Because, like, it's the big topic right now, one of the big topics in the sports world.
You have to know, I got minister in January 22, and the people from the Federation of Esports were one of the first I saw in between 3 or 4 months from the beginning of my mandatory. So I think it's interesting to see the arguments of these people to know why they consider esports as a sport. Mm-hmm. And I think, we have to get to make step forwards in our heads too. Mm-hmm. So the traditional way of considering sports might be crossed over, and maybe you have to see new fields of sports. So esports is considered by myself of one of the possible ways to express the values of sports too.
Good news, our Minister of Sport is very open to esports. But now, what about officially? Are esports recognized as a sport in Luxembourg? And what would that even change if it was the case? Or in other words, why are the people from the competitive gaming scene so badly seeking recognition?
So how is it officially here in Luxembourg? Is esports officially recognized as a sport?
Not as far as I know, because you have to be officially recognized by the Olympic Committee in Luxembourg.
Okay.
And the position is not so clear, even from the IOC, the International Olympic Committee, from the COSL, the Luxembourgish Olympic Committee. So we are waiting for an official recognition of the COSL to be recognized as a sport from the ministry too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that means that you as a ministry wait for what the COSL is saying. So you don't have like that independent opinion saying, for us it's a sport, and let's see what they say.
We wait for the COSL giving us a written statement of what they consider esports. Mm-hmm. There are steps made now, because I heard about the IOC now in June got
the esports series.
They are making a step forward to the esports, as considering esports as a sport. So it takes the right path, but the discussions are not closed.
Do you know what it takes for a sport to be recognized as a sport? Like, there are the 2 points you said yourself before, but do you know how that process goes?
There has to be one federation who is the umbrella federation for all the esports that must be recognized by the COSL and then can be recognized by the ministry.
Okay, which is the first problem, maybe, because we have two.
I think that might be a problem for all the gamers, yeah.
Okay. So, of course, every sport that is not recognized as a sport kind of wants to be recognized as a sport. I had a talk with Joey Hoffman from the Federation.
Joey Hoffman is the co-founder and president of the Luxembourg Esports Federation. I will refer to things he told me about in Hello Esports episode 1, Esports in Luxembourg, multiple times in this episode. So if you want to know more or hear it from him, make sure to go and check it out.
Who told me how important, well, yeah, he told me how important it is for them to be recognized as a sport. But I'm wondering, what does that change?
It will change because this federation will be recognized as a federation, and then it will be able to get subsidies from the ministry for the activities they do in their sport. So every other federation, the Federation of Esports would get some support from the ministry too.
So right now they don't get that, and as soon as you're recognized,
yes,
you get more help, basically.
So, esports aren't yet officially considered a sport in Luxembourg. At a different level, the governing body of the Olympic Games, the International Olympic Committee, IOC in short, has taken a strong stance on whether to consider esports a sport or not by announcing an Olympic esports series for 2023, as Georges Engel mentioned. To know where that decision came from, I had a chat with the IOC's head of virtual sports, Vincent Pereira.
Yeah, so I'm Vincent. I'm the head of virtual sport at the IOC, the sports department. And so basically my daily job is how we can put some actions and projects aligned to set the long-term view for the Olympic movement in esports.
He told me about the competition, its functioning, and its origins.
The project that we'll announce first March is the Olympic Esports Series 2023. The Olympic Esports Week is a global festival that will be hosted in Singapore for the first time. That is true. This is the first time that we'll have like an on-site event regarding esports. And the series will be the competition that the IOC is launching with 9 sports for now, with maybe more to come in the coming weeks. But 9 sports that will have some online qualifiers or dedicated competition organized by international federations and publishers. And then with the finals on site in Singapore over the 4 days of this amazing Olympic Esports Week that will be our first event in person.
So how did the idea come up? Was there a moment where you thought, wow, we really need to get on with virtual sports now? How did that come about?
Yeah, I think that the IOC and the Olympic movement in general is kind of exploring esports since 2018, with the first Olympic esports forum hosted at the Olympic Museum in Lausanne, with all the stakeholders and exploring the pathway on how the sports also industry can be involved in it, that we can support the development of virtual sports. And after that, it also like the series in 2023 and the Olympic Esports Week, it builds on the successes of the Olympic Esports series, the first one that we delivered ahead of Tokyo 2020, which attracted over like 250,000 participants over 5 sports. That was baseball, cycling, sailing, motorsports, and rowing. And so, well, we just also like want to move forward and also like inspired by what was done in esports globally, and we also want to establish our position as a leader for the Olympic movement. And we have seen some of the regional games doing some exhibition or competition in esports, and so we decided to launch this Olympic esports series in 2023. Baseball is coming back, cycling, sailing, motorsports, as we said, and then we have new ones with archery, taekwondo, tennis, dance. So I think it's super exciting in chess. That is also like amazing for us with chess.com. That will be fantastic in terms of engagement and driving players and commitment from the players to be part of an Olympic event for them.
Checkmate.
And will football be represented as well?
We had like great conversation with FIFA.
EA Sports. It's in the game.
But part of the competition, the timing was not ideal this year because they have the finals of the FIFA Nations that will happen like I think 2 weeks before our event. But we're in talks to have them maybe part of the exhibition or the free-to-play zone to be there at the Olympic Esports Week anyway.
Okay, well, hopefully. I'm just asking because our best esports players in Luxembourg are mainly FIFA players.
Talking to Vincent, I quickly realized that all the video games that will be represented at the 2023 Olympic Esports Series are sports simulations. Baseball racing on Gran Turismo, or chess with chess.com. But no League of Legends, Fortnite or Counter-Strike, the most popular esports. So I asked him why, and his answer was quite in line with our minister's reasoning.
Our primary goal is to support and promote the development of virtual sport through the Olympic movement. And this is why we have focused first on virtual and simulated form of sports regarding the games that are part of the Olympic Esports Service. And because the mandatory requirement for us to be part of the series is that we have a partnership between an international federation, a game publisher, and the IOC to be part of the service. This is the way that we can support also the involvement and the sustainable models for the future for international federations to be involved in virtual sports. Shooting is of course an Olympic sport. And like the rest of IF, they have had open and interesting conversation with them on how they can be involved. So who knows what are the future holds if those games align with the Olympic values. I think this is the most important thing for us, is that we need to reflect the Olympic values in all the games that we'll have part of the series. So we're not saying like there is no shooting games. There is a pathway to maybe have them. But these are collaboration and discussion that we already have with the international sports shooting federations and some publishers. So maybe you will see in the future some shooting games coming in the series, but this will need to reflect exactly the other values. And this is why, for example, the first people shooting in their actual form cannot fit.
But long term, there is no game where you say that will never fit, like even if it's a war game, for example.
I think, again, it's depend the mode of the game. We know that, of course, if you are telling me that there is someone that is killing someone else, this will never fit. Okay. If we have like a mode that can change a bit and then can reflect the Olympic values, as we have already some discussions, well, maybe in the future this is possible. But and we can use the name of the game as it is. But in their actual forms, some of the games are not really like compatible with the values.
So someone killing someone else, even if it happens virtually, will never fit the Olympic values, according to Vincent. Actually, when I think about it, the nature of some video games might be a hurdle to esports as a whole too, when it comes to the question of official recognition. Because while all athletes do kind of the same activity, whether they play FIFA or Counter-Strike, the two games are nevertheless different, which makes it hard to take a decision that involves both. Or what does the minister think?
If you say esports is a sport, you recognize FIFA as a sport, but you also recognize Counter-Strike as a sport, which is a war game. Might that be a problem as well, in your opinion?
Yeah, I think it would be much more easier for the whole community if the esports discipline would be attached to the real sports. So FIFA, e-games to football, basketball.
Which is kind of the case here in Luxembourg, if you take the Orange League.
Yeah, yeah. You have the Orange League, football Orange League. This would be, I think, much easier. I told you that in sports you have to commit to the values of sport, to fairness, to do not harm anybody, be coming together. So I think these values have to be transmitted through sports too. I see it more difficult to get these values through Counter-Strike. Mm-hmm. So, there are tactics, there are physicals, you have to...
To think, the communication, organization.
How to get to your goal, but it's always by killing people. So...
But that's an argument as well. Do you kill people? You kill things that are supposed to represent people.
Yeah, but I think the value you transmit is not the right one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's interesting. Actually,
yeah, you can discuss about boxing too, and you can discuss about all the MMA. I know. But I think you don't have to push it too far.
I totally understand that. But still, I am kind of thinking as well, in my opinion, when I look what is a sport, I look at what the athlete is doing. And whether he plays football on his screen or war game, he's doing the same thing. Well, not the same thing, because different reflexes, you know, different sport.
I know there's a theory. Yeah. It depends. It does not depend on what is on the screen.
Yeah,
I know. But I think it has an impact on what is on the screen.
I think we could debate about that a whole day long.
Yeah.
There's another question I want to ask you. Another thing that I find quite tough, because we talked about federations, and obviously if you look at sports, we have the tennis federation, we have the football federation, and here we kind of have esports federation, which is quite strange because, you know, it's like a category of sports. Esports is the equivalent of sports, but FIFA is the equivalent of football. So it's kind of strange as well to have like a federation that is an umbrella federation, as you said, and has a lot of sports in it. Couldn't we like see a future where we say FIFA is recognized as a sport, but not Counter-Strike? Why do they have to be taken together all the time?
I think it would be more easier to attach the discipline to the real sport discipline.
Yeah.
So FIFA to football, basketball to FIBA to basketball and all the others. Mm-hmm. So this would be more easier. And then it could be recognized by the original, let's say, original federation. Mm-hmm. Doing the esports in this discipline.
It would definitely be a solution that would kind of, in the first place, integrate esports slowly to maybe later have
maybe
war games or things like that accepted among society, I guess.
Although high-end organizations start to turn their attention to esports, competitive gaming still has a tough time growing in some European countries such as ours. Therefore, I asked our Minister of Sport how his ministry can and maybe plans to help.
At the moment, it's really difficult because it's not recognized as a sport. It's not recognized as a federation. So me as a Minister of Sport finds it very difficult to support this kind of sport.
Yeah, so your hands are quite tied as long as there has not been an official decision.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Joy Hoffman told me also that there is esports mentioned somewhere in the coalition contract. Is that true? And what does it say?
Yes, there's a sentence in the coalition contract that... we have to see the evolution of esports. I'm not from the generation of esports, but as a politician, you have to look forward. You have to
think a few years ahead.
To think a few years ahead and to recognize tendencies, so that you are prepared when tendencies are coming. Really. You have to be prepared to react on this. So we know that the number of participants are growing. So it's a phenomenon we have to consider and to accompany.
In the future.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the first things you did is actually that. Meet with them and get to know more about the sport to be able to kind of... keep an eye on their development.
Yeah, because I recognize that it is a phenomenon of a lot of people playing these games. So even it's not my favorite. As a minister, I have to be interested of what others do.
Yeah,
and so that's why I invited them to meet me and to talk about, for me, to better understand the phenomenon and to better... know how to react and to accompany this movement.
And in what ways could the ministry help if, let's say, tomorrow the official recognition finally arrives? How could you help? Because you talked about subsidies, but there's definitely also maybe building stadiums or arenas, as we call them in esports, maybe even try to be a venue for big events, because I've been told that in the past, Luxembourg were offered a chance to host a big esports event, almost as big as Katowice in Poland, which was also a big touristic project. So are those ways you have in mind for maybe the day esports will be recognized here in Luxembourg?
I think every way to put Luxembourg on a land map is a good manner to improve the view of others from Luxembourg. Mm-hmm. So I don't know why this this event did not happen in Luxembourg. I wasn't the minister in that time. I know people who travel around the world to see finals of several e-games. Mm-hmm. So these are events from thousands and thousands of people. So why don't we use this great opportunity for Luxembourg?
Yeah.
So if there is a recognition of the federation, if there is a recognition of the sport, we are a country of good infrastructure. Let's use it.
Yeah. So you weren't in charge when that chance came up in 21 and 22. But if it came about again today, you would definitely consider it and look to make it happen.
You know, I was a mayor for 15 years of Zaanem, and we organized a cyclocross world championship that put us on the landmark on the map of the world for one weekend.
Yeah.
Why not for esports?
Yeah, I agree.
For esports to take its place as just another sport, a lot still needs to happen. Could esports be part of the conventional Olympics rather than have their own separated tournament one day? And will they be recognized as an official sport in Luxembourg in the coming years? Well, I asked both Georges Engel and Vincent Pereira how they see the future.
It's difficult to see because I have no crystal ball to look in it. But I think Luxembourg sometimes needs some more time to follow evolutions. But if most of the countries around us do so I think we will follow these trends too.
Regarding the integration into the Olympic programs, we have been open about the possibilities of exploring a potential pathway for the inclusion of hybrid virtual and physical form of sports that is the exact replication of sports. For example, for cycling and Zwift, if we're taking the most like popular maybe today, with also like triathlon, they're running like hybrid type of competition with Zwift, also with their new league Super League Triathlon. So for these ones, of course, the door is open. For 2024, the program is closed, but for the first opportunity is LA and Los Angeles 2028.
If we take esports recognition, in your opinion, will it happen in the next few years?
I think so, yeah.
As promising as the coming years and events suggest the Olympic esports series sound, there's still a lot of work to be done before we see esports, its shooter games as well as its sports simulations, recognized as a full-fledged sport. This said, it's refreshing to see passionate people like Luxembourg's Minister of Sport Georges Engel welcome innovations such as esports, and Vincent Pereira do their best behind the scenes to promote competitive gaming and, in his case, develop tools and synergies between the Olympic movement and the esports communities. Thanks so much to both of them for their time and enriching answers. I'm thrilled to see what the future holds for esports, and if you're as well, don't forget to press play on next episode too. See ya!